Tomorrow, delegates to South Africa's ruling African National Congress gather to choose a new leader who will likely wind up running the country in 2 years. The battle has been fierce, pitting current President Thabo Mbeki against his former deputy, Jacob Zuma, who survived corruption allegations and rape charges to now become the frontrunner. And Pierre Charlene Hunter-Galt will cover the conference and has been finding out what's on the minds of the people in the host town, Polokwane.
Here in Polokwane's black township of Mankweng, residents are rocking to the music from a computer at a car wash being built to help some of the 4,075 ANC delegates keep their cars, if not their campaigning, clean. They're also cleaning up eyesores and demolishing unsightly shacks along the main road to the conference. But despite the happy house party music, emotions are running high as the leadership battle in the party has been contentious, a battle over personalities more than issues. The leader will be decided by party delegates, not by popular vote. Thabo Mbeki, who has led the party since Nelson Mandela stepped down in 1999, doesn't want the current party's deputy, Jacob Zuma, as president, looking over his shoulder as he finishes out his second and final term as president of the country. Mbeki's popular with South Africa's business community, but not labor, and has been accused of centralizing power and being distant. Zuma promises change, but won't say what kind. Kensi Bagezi is digging into the dirt to remove grass from the floor of the tiny tin shack where she's setting up a hairdressing shop. Even with a diploma earned 2 years ago in marketing and information technology, Kensi hasn't been able to find a job and is so frustrated she says she doesn't care who takes over the ANC leadership.
I don't care anyone. It's Zuma, it'll be okay. It's Mbeki's, be okay. Anyone.
The upcoming conference has provided some of the unemployed with temporary work, but that hasn't helped the spirits of some, like 36-year-old Kaifas Mamarola. He hasn't had a job in 10 years and blames the Mbeki government.
I've got a job or many things. I want a house. I've got a house, nothing.
Mamarola says he wishes he were a delegate so he could vote for Jacob Zuma. But Mbeki says two divided centers of power can't effectively address the nation's issues. But Zuma is heading into the conference with 5 party branch nominations to Mbeki's 4. Both men are anti-apartheid heroes, and Zuma served as Mbeki's deputy until he fired him 2 years ago over ties to a corruption scandal. Zuma was subsequently tried on charges of rape and found not guilty. His image suffered, though, after he admitted to having unprotected sex with the HIV-positive woman. But he received the endorsement of the ANC Women's League, and his grassroots popularity is strong. Salome Mahopa, a veteran schoolteacher and a loyal ANC member, won't say who she hopes will win the leadership battle, just that she is sure ANC culture will lead the combatants to sort out their differences honorably. But she also hopes the winner and the organization will work on nationwide problems like
overcrowded classrooms, lack of furniture in some cases, and no laboratories. There are so many challenges that we are supposed to address as a nation, or the union or the organization has to address.
After a day of discussions, ANC delegates on Monday will choose the leader they want to address those challenges, as the party president will almost certainly become the president of the country in 2009. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Polokwane, South Africa.